What?
What did you just say?
What did you just
what
say?
When was it 2 weeks ago that you were all over me?
When was this?
Jake,
no, we were playing blockers or something.
I was all over
here,
you?
I was out here. And
it was
playing blockers. That's
what
we had the conversation about.
Right? On the contrary, you're
what?
All over me like a wet noodle. What are you talking
you.
About?
All over you.
No, it's funny. Like, when we have to come in and get clicked into your building now.
Yeah.
You have that little video camera.
I can't see. I'm trying I can't see you guys until I buzz you in.
Okay. So the thing is, me and Jake were hugging for a full 30 seconds, thinking that you were looking at us, but we were just hugging each other.
I knew you weren't looking at us the whole time.
Yeah,
no,
so
I wasn't looking.
Jake was holding a little too tight, though.
I was actually resisting.
Do you know about this?
Actually, it was a little over-affectionate.
I had a friend of mine explain the, like, different types of hugs to me once. I couldn't stop laughing. He explained something. It's girls in sixth grade. It's called the ass-out hug,
mm-hmm.
where, like, they don't want it to, like it's like they hug you with their arms, obviously, and their shoulders, but their ass is, like,
pelvis back.
Yeah, pelvis back arms. It's, like, the quick okay.
And I haven't really noticed.
I heard someone, the ass out hug. Don't know why the phrasing of that just made me laugh so hard.
You're a good hugger.
I give good hugs. I like the hug.
Yeah, I like to hug.
My,
do you like the hug?
Shout out Nana.
Sure.
Nana just called me the hug.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. How you doing? We took a vacation last week. It was very sad.
Vacation air quotes.
We are not happy about it, but I'm happy we're back in action and ready to roll. I am
RTR.
RTR ready to roll. I am one of your tri-hosts, Jay Sarf, a.k.a. Jay Money, a.k.a. Jay Popeye's Chicken Sandwich. Very excited to talk about that moving forward, going to my right.
Yeah, this is Jacob Wasserman. You took my shtick. I'm not going to do it.
And I'm Jake Traster.
Nah.
Yeah! Dude, happy National Cheeseburger Day.
Cheeseburger Day. I haven't had a burger in a while.
I had one for lunch. The incentive today at work was if you close the deal before lunch, they buy you a burger.
Guess who closed another deal?
Guess who closed the deal?
Well, who's the dealer?
It was a it was like a kickboxing class.
Was this Toronto or Kentucky?
Great question.
Kentucky.
Kickboxing in Kentucky.
No, it's cool. The guy next to me, he's from the South, so he goes, make sure every phone call you say sir, ma'am, and y'all.
Mrs.
Yeah. The Mrs.
The Mrs.
Yeah.
is very crucial in the
yeah,
South.
So it's been a good month. Close a deal every day this week.
Wow.
On a,
that's kind
I
of fire.
I expected to do no deals.
You're damn right. Look who you're talking
to.
So
are
to.
You, what's the next step? Have they recognized that talent yet?
I mean, yeah, every week you'll see me on like a nice email thread with like either a nice shout out or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love getting recognized by my fellow employees.
Do you get commission?
Commission comes after you close your first 10 deals.
Oh,
that's a scam. They're keeping the first 10 and then they're
I'm at 5 right now. I'm almost there.
Question. Do the people around you get, like, is there competition? Because I know there's a lot of people.
So we have a team of 7.
Yeah.
And it's nice. So it's this like a friendly competition within. But, like, I'm rooting for everybody on my team. Like, if they close a deal, I am as ecstatic as I am for myself.
Is it now, are you incentivized based on your team performance or on your individual?
So it's individual, but like there are incentives as a team. So like, oh, your team pitches X amount of times or closes this amount of deals, get to go leave home early. So you're like rooting that everyone does well as a team.
Are you carrying a private pile on your team?
Am I carrying
have
the team?
Have you ever seen Full Metal Jacket?
Yes.
No, I've not. Explain it.
Fantastic movie. Well, fantastic first half of the movie. Second half is not that
good. It's a little slow. But the sergeant is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
He's a real, you know.
There's
a
cadet who is slow.
He's
overweight. He can't do the activities.
So are you asking, am I dragging my team down?
No. Is there someone on your team that you're carrying?
We'll talk off the podcast.
No,
no, I'm playing now.
Don't have to name names.
You don't have to name him. Unless you really want to. That kid that doesn't exist in the Acorn Ponds is a good example. You can name names on here.
First of all, that guy exists. He's a very
good
person.
He's not real. You made him up. He's a fake person.
Shout out to Chris Sipinario. I text him at least every other day.
It's not a real person.
No, he is.
You make up his last name every time.
I don't know what to say, man.
Continually help.
Yeah, so close a deal each day this week. A+. There's really nothing else to say. I'm enjoying myself.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dude, you're wearing a shirt that I haven't seen in a while.
I wore it on purpose for both of you today.
Okay,
I'm happy that you pointed it out.
This is a shout out to Evan Siegel. There were like 2 or 3 shirts that Sarf would wear every day in high school.
Don't say it out loud.
So there was the political party shirt that you would always wear.
So faded.
It's faded on the top.
It was the political party with the Constitution, all those people, right? That was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Oh, hold on. The Michael Jordan and...
Bugs Bunny, Michael Jordan? Or?
No, not that one. That came a little bit later. It was the...
No photos, please. I know that one.
That one's a good one.
There were four. There were four.
I found that one.
Yeah, no photos. It was Spike Lee. The Spike Lee shirt. Spike Lee and Michael Jordan? Stay in school.
100%. I can't find that shirt
and
anymore.
And then this one... There's 5 days in the week, and you wore four shirts. So I don't know how often you repeated, but this shirt was my favorite. Only on the weekends. And I haven't seen this shirt since high school.
And I pulled it out for tonight on purpose, knowing that, you know, we took that week yesterday, and I wanted to, you know, come in hot. I'm wearing the robe. I'm color coordinated with red and black. I am ready today.
So I have those exact same pajama bottoms.
Very comfortable.
And I don't have a robe. That is a very nice robe.
So I got this robe at a store in the city called Take Five. You know, shout out Take Five.
Like the gum?
Well, it's the opposite of the gum. It's either Take Six or Take Five. I think it's Take Six.
Okay.
Well, whatever the candy bar, it's not the candy bar. It's one above the candy bar.
Gotcha.
Or one above. Anyway.
That's six.
So it's Take Six?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it's very Hugh Hefner robe.
It will.
Exactly.
I love the Hugh robe, and I've had that compliment thrown a couple of times. Love it. Thank you.
No, that was not a compliment.
I take it
so much as like I pointed it out.
I will take it as a celebrity robe. Yes, I will. but the store closed. Can't get it anymore. So I have this robe, and I have another one that I brought from home. It's like a purple robe. Just the same material. It doesn't have like these cuffs, but like
what's the appeal of the robe? Like
I feel like I'm lounging.
No, like I've gone out of a shower like on vacation, and I've gone to a robe, and I.
You don't like the feeling.
No, it doesn't get to me. Like
this is different. We'll do the boys all tried these on. I forgot what day it was. It was a year ago or so. They tried on the robes, and it's just a different. It's a different feel. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a different aura about you when you're just wearing a shirt versus when
that's
you're
like a pajama robe. Kind of. It's not like an after shower robe.
No, I wear this like before I go to bed.
Yeah, right. It's a pajama robe.
I sit by the fireplace.
You don't sleep in that though.
No,
you can't
never.
Sleep in a robe.
You can't
right?
do that. I'm trying to pull up something Jake sent in the group today. Jake sent a picture of something that I would 1000% eat. I meant to say Jake KFC before, not Jake Popeyes.
I thought you were mentioning that you somehow got the Popeyes sandwich.
No, I don't want to get it after seeing the Barstool review.
You can't get it.
I don't want it. Don't tell me something I don't want.
Why?
Because I saw the Barstool review and he said, shout out El Prez, he said the Chick-fil-A sandwich was much better than the Popeyes and the KFC one. I don't even care to try the Popeyes one. I want the KFC, the Chick-fil-A
sandwich. I don't know. I had the, the chicken sandwich at Shake Shack tonight. That was delicious.
Toby Berry didn't do that in his taste test.
To be fair, I think he should.
Okay, so Jake sent this sandwich. It's a KFC sandwich with, you know, fried chicken, a little bit of sauce, but the buns are two donuts. Big question.
Glazed
donuts. Big question out of this group. We're going to go start with Jake. Jake, would you eat the sandwich? Yes or no? And why?
If I could eat it, I can't.
If you could.
If
you
could.
No. Like, you know and why. If what is the...
Donuts are... It's too much bread. Two donuts is a lot of bread.
They're not two. Yeah. Not two halves. It's
no.
Two
it's
full.
It's
two
full,
full
donuts.
With
that's
fried
a
chicken.
Lot of bread. Like, have you ever had a McGriddle?
Yeah, it's my favorite sandwich.
Two pancakes.
Of course.
On the end. That's fantastic because pancakes are thin.
The thin.
This is like having two pancakes as each one. That's a lot.
It's also, those pancakes are syrup infused. People forget that. A+ touch.
That's the best sandwich at McDonald's.
Easily.
Which one?
The McGriddle. Easily.
So you would eat it.
What? The glazed?
Yeah, the glazed donuts.
Okay, I would, but I'm going to explain why. I forgot. I think it's called the Boondocks. It was a show and... The grandfather on the show makes this sandwich for his grandkids, and it's like, he's like, one big burger patty with five strips of bacon all held together with two glazed donuts. And
See,
I always,
that sounds better to me than this.
The burger sounds better than the chicken, yeah. Would you eat, so were you saying you would eat it with the burger and not the chicken?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it would be still too much bread, though.
It definitely would be too much. And there's also five strips of bacon on top of the burger.
The bread ratio is off. If you cut the donut in half.
Oh, then it's reasonable?
Then it is
Get
reasonable.
Out of here.
It's
I'm
like,
not talking
half
about
donut
healthy.
Clean, full
I'm
donut, no.
I'm talking about it appeal as a sandwich.
How big is this donut?
It's a full-size
well, I'm saying it's
glazed
it's,
donut. If
like,
you go to Dunkin' Donuts to get a glazed donut, that's
Do you think that donut could support a full, you know, chicken sandwich?
Two of them? Yes, absolutely. I think
it's for a whole farm.
How big is a donut? Like the size of your fist? Like bigger than a fist?
Like, I had a donut the same size as a bagel.
No way.
No, bagels are bigger.
I had a bagel tonight. Shout out, Judy.
It's like nearly the same.
Depends on which bagel store you're going to.
And it depends which donut store you're going to as well. But I would like to hear, would you eat the KFC?
Dude, I would eat it, but I would be in the bathroom for a long, long time.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What do you drink with that?
Yeah, like, what's the ideal drink?
What's the ideal if you had to pair it?
Like, you can't do lemonade.
No lemonade.
You can't do...
Water is the water. Cheap to kind of pop out.
No, because that's just mixing it around.
Is it root beer? Is root beer the drink?
Root beer may be it.
Root beer the drink? Jake, what would you pair?
It can't be fruit punch. Nothing fruity.
Would you pair?
Root beer sounds good, with actually. But like, it's sweet and it's salty from the chicken. Is it spicy? Is KFC
chicken? Regular chicken. That's what I saw from there.
No, KFC chicken is like kind of spicy on its own.
I haven't had KFC in a while.
I haven't had it in years.
I haven't given it
So it's like, say it's spicy, sweet, and salty.
Yeah.
So maybe you do want to go with like lemonade or something.
Lemonade is the most.
I don't know, lemonade. I feel like that does not go. Like, I wouldn't do a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
Too much sweet.
Nah, you can't do milkshake. You'll be dead to that.
So, no, like, I don't drink root beer or a Coke, but I feel like
cream soda.
No, but Coke
Fanta?
Is like Coke is like salty. It's
yeah.
It's weird. Coke is salty, right?
Yeah. I don't drink soda much. You know that.
I don't drink soda.
I don't
at
drink
all.
Soda either. Oh, this is a
shout out
fun
to
crowd.
Yeah, we are
soda.
Really fun.
Yeah, fun. Yeah, don't take our opinion on anything. I'm trying to. I like the root beer answer.
Root beer is not bad, just because it sounds
like
nice.
A ginger ale.
I like root beer.
I don't drink. Again, you know, I don't. I only drink.
You
soda.
Were always like you only drank water forever.
Very the only thing that never struck out. Always water always tasted good.
Why did you always drink water?
I don't. I really don't know. I felt like Nancy would like. I don't think she ever said no. Shout out Nancy. Like, I don't think she would ever say like no. You can't drink soda. And I don't think I just had a desire to drink it. I still don't like the bubbles. I don't know what it is. Like, you know, in like,
so like
carbonated drinks, like there's like the bubble.
You and my brother were always the same. Shout out Ben.
Shout out Ben.
Always the same. Whenever we went somewhere as kids, it was always Jordan and Ben want water.
Water.
It's just
immediately.
I know it was just stuck with me. It was like, I know that you hate the bubbles because Ben hates the bubbles.
Hate them.
I don't drink soda either. Zach told me as a little boy. Shout out Zach. Yeah, he said, if you drink soda, you're going to have yellow teeth and no one's going to want to talk to you.
That's cigarettes.
Cool. Yeah, but I was about 2.5.
I think my friend Jordan, not me, shout out Jordan, his brother, I don't know what happened, but he was younger and somebody scared him with a fake green chicken nugget and he became,
okay.
But he became a vegetarian when he was like 8, but like has been consistent, even though he knows now that the green nugget was like, it was like a joke. It was like someone did it to fuck with him.
They used to sell do you remember the Jimmy Neutron French fries that were blue?
No. Those
episodes
were actually really good.
Where would you buy these French fries?
In the supermarket.
It's like the purple potato.
Like the frozen French fries.
These sound vaguely familiar. But
Jimmy Neutron blue French fries. Nobody's ever heard of these in my life.
No, but that is a good...
They're actually good. I don't know what the hell you're doing.
Would you dunk them in ketchup?
Yeah.
Green ketchup.
They made green ketchup.
I had green ketchup as a kid.
We love green ketchup.
Green ketchup, yellow ketchup.
Why don't they do it?
Why would they do it?
It's ketchup and yellow dye.
They don't want to confuse it.
What's the difference? Is there a difference between the ketchups? Or is
yeah,
it just
green
color?
Ketchup and red ketchup?
Is there an honest difference or is it just
color?
Food coloring number 13.
Okay, so there's
instead of 20.
Great.
They pressed a different number on the machine instead of 20.
No, yeah, that was weird. The
The Jimmy Neutron...
Blue French fries.
Blue French fries.
Yeah.
That might be the Instagram picture this week.
If you can find a picture of it. I think I've searched them before and I don't even find anything.
They don't exist.
Maybe they don't.
There's a... I can't... You know, I used to like Wonka bars. They don't make them anymore. Like the ones the scrumptiddlyumptious ones like that I liked, like
mm-hmm.
just can't find them.
Who made them?
Was it Nestle? I don't know who made them, but like... They were branded Wonka bars, and I like would buy them online. I couldn't get them in a store. And then all of a sudden, I read an article of, like I was trying to get them like a couple months ago. Gone, no more.
Hmm. I know you love talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like
I love talking about it. That's
we had a whole podcast
conversation, and we had a movie named after it. I mean,
I like the movie a lot.
The short, yeah, a little short with us.
Yeah, so I was on YouTube last night, and what's that show, Pawn Stars?
Yes.
Yeah, so some guy came in with
I've been in there before.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So this guy came in with the Everlasting mm-hmm. Gobstopper, and they...
Wait, a real one?
The legit one
like
from
the prop?
Set.
Oh, the prop. Okay.
The prop from the prop.
What is that worth?
Do you want to guess how much?
I'd like to guess.
Is it certified? Is yeah, it like it's confirmed, verified. It's like
from what I saw on the show. Yeah,
100,000.
Uh-huh.
10.
250.
250,000?
Uh-huh.
No way. A quarter million for a prop?
Yeah.
No, like, wait, that's when he was asking for it.
What
did he get?
It's a movie prop.
We have to watch it after. I don't remember.
He had to have gotten, like, if he actually bought it, he must have bought it for, like, 150 or something.
Damn.
What's the most expensive thing you could pawn in your new apartment?
In the apartment?
Yeah. What's the thing that could get you the most... The most liquid thing that you can sell.
I could autograph something and sell it. Jordan Sark autograph. Oh, that's a really good question.
I don't want to remember Billy pieces.
I'm trying to think which one would
probably... that robe. Go for a pretty penny.
This robe would be a pretty high price. I mean, I'm looking around. I hate to say the phrase of how I'm thinking, but I got to figure out who's
technically
dead.
Technically your laptop, but...
No, this laptop's
no, actually not crap. That one, because it's not new.
It's old. Something I could pawn off in my apartment immediately and get cash for it. I mean, I could do any of the memorabilia, but like, you know, any, probably the Michael Jordan picture or.
What again, is that worth?
What? I couldn't tell you. But like, again, these people are alive and they sign shit all the time. Like, it's not like, the reason why older stuff is such much more of a novelty is because they don't sign it or they're all dead.
You think Michael Jordan's still signing stuff?
Of course. Yeah, of course. No, are you kidding me?
No, you think?
Yeah, look at that check he signed to the Bahamas. 1 million.
Oh, you think like when you get to that point?
Yeah, totally.
Really?
They don't care. I'm sure there's always some kid that, you know, loves them and then has some like issue and then, you know, their idol, like Michael Jordan, for example, would send them stuff and autograph. It's a nice thing.
I feel like Jordan's not that type of character, though.
He is.
You think?
He's done it before. I've seen videos. I watch
Buzz. You're asking, like, does he appear at an event to do a signing? Probably not.
No. But he'll sign stuff.
Hmm.
Definitely.
I don't know him too well.
Like,
I haven't met him, personally.
You haven't met him?
Oh, really? No.
I would probably put that, and then like, I left like my best stuff at home. I didn't bring everything here.
There was actually a viral video that happened last week. I'm sure you saw it on Twitter or something. There was a Dallas Cowboy that refused to sign a kid's jersey who's wearing a New York
Giants.
Football Giants jersey.
Yeah.
So if I was like a star,
this player ever on the Giants?
No.
Then why is he asking to sign a Giants?
Because he's a kid that wants an autograph from a football player.
And the kid
was like, change your jersey, I'll sign it. And the kid turned around and went, okay. like if I was an athlete.
It's actually not that terrible. Like, it's on brand.
Right. No, like, stick with your if I went into Popeye's and I was like, hey,
I brought my
KFC bucket, can you fill it up for me? Like, they're going to say no. I mean, it's not going to... I understand.
It's not just another team. It's a rival team.
Divisional rival. That's our biggest rival,
like,
easily.
Of course they're not going
to. No, but does that, like, that passion equate to children as well?
Yes.
What passion?
Figure it out, kid.
No, like, I'm perfectly fine with them not signing it, but I'm just saying, like...
Oh, you mean, like...
Yeah, it's like a six-year-old kid.
Sports rivalries?
Yeah, like, if you're an athlete right now, and a kid came up to you and said, hey, sign my jersey, and he's wearing, like... the green color and you're the red color, and that's your rival.
Don't sign it.
Yeah. Okay.
Baseball is a completely different case with that because
don't think so.
No, they're much nicer in baseball, easily. Big baseball players are more, I will stand by the statement, are much more willing to sign autographs and do all that than football players. I'll stand
you know
by that.
Who's the most willing to sign? Hockey players.
Really?
Because Because hockey's such a niche sport now.
So if you like
nobody watches hockey.
Right.
So if you go to the arena, it's like actually sad because no one watches hockey. And hockey's, I think, it's actually the best sport.
You like
to watch. I think it's the best sport to watch.
Really?
It's constant action.
It's constant action.
What about basketball? Dunks?
I don't like basketball.
I love basketball. You know I'm a sucker for basketball. Mm-hmm. I can't watch baseball.
Hockey's constant action.
Baseball is easily the most boring sport on the planet. I'll stand by that till anything.
But when baseball is... The peak of baseball is really, really good.
The end of the season's great.
What's better, the peak of baseball or the peak of the NFL?
Oh, that's a really good question. Jake Treister.
I'm not a sports fan.
What would you say, since you're not a sports fan? And I know you don't partake in either sport.
I actually think peak baseball is better.
Peak baseball?
I think so.
Hot take. Why so? Because of a series? You have more games? It's during the week? What's your draw?
Because football is more of like a foregone conclusion with
a
lot of things.
Podcast.
Yeah, it is.
No more
sports. From a non-sports fan.
Please.
Not allowed.
In my opinion, as someone who doesn't know football that much, it's a lot of set strategies. It's a lot of you have this amount of time. you have this amount of time going into till the end of the game, and you can run one of six plays, and then the opponent has one of six counter options. It either works, it doesn't work.
You say there's only six plays?
That's just an example.
Jake, there's like a zillion plays.
Okay, yeah. No, but like the most, you know what your opponent's going to do in this situation because they did it six times before in the same situation 6 weeks ago.
Can you help me out here? You say
no, I don't want to have a sports podcast. I'm not going to partake. No, I see what he's saying, but I think...
I don't know.
No, the thing is, like, I'll cut it short, like, baseball, like, you're in the World Series, every pitch is intense.
That's World Series.
Yeah.
That's so, peak.
Yeah, that's
are
peak.
We talking peak
that's,
World Series?
That's
talking,
peak.
Yeah, we're talking peak. So, cut it short, every pitch matters, every at-bat matters, whereas, like, there are a few series, like, in football where, like, if you're 3rd and 20 and you're like you're near your own end zone, you're just gonna rush it so you don't get a safety. So it's like a throwaway play.
That's what I
and
mean.
Then you punt it away.
I gotta watch the World Series. I didn't watch World
That's
Series.
That's what I mean. It's like a lot of football. It's like it's
acceptance. I like your opinion, Jake.
Yeah,
I don't
opinion.
Know. I might have to disagree with both. I'm a very I think with football being the one game, in the we're talking peak football, so we're talking the Super
mm-hmm.
Bowl. One game
it doesn't have to be Super Bowl. It could just be,
well,
it could be division championships could be better than Super Bowls.
Definitely, and I've seen multiple cases of that. But okay, they're fine. Peak of sports. What are you
looking? Yeah, I'm listening to you.
No, you're not. Okay.
I'm playing with a little bat.
All right, fine. Take the bat.
Want to go to a different topic?
Yeah,
I got it.
Sports is a sham.
Good sports talk.
It's not a sports podcast.
How much time do we have?
We have about 8 minutes.
30 minutes. All right,
that's perfect.
What do you got? Bring it up.
So we're going to go into another ethical.
Bang.
Oh,
hit it hard. Let's do it.
I have a professor right now. His job in the 1970s, he worked for the cigarette companies.
Do you know which one?
I forgot which one. He said, but I don't remember. He worked. Oh, just
nice.
Say he worked for cigarette company X. It was
so
one of the big ones.
Canada.
Might have been Marlboro. Whatever.
Oh,
his job was to convince people that cigarettes are healthy for you after all of the cases and studies came out that said that cigarettes give you cancer.
Okay.
And I have a feeling I know where this question's going.
And his job was not even his job. He was the director of marketing.
Nice.
So
it was his
idea
yeah.
to convince people that cigarettes are healthy after these reports came out.
Of course.
Out.
Yeah.
And hide the reports.
Okay. And hide the reports.
And hide the reports.
Even this better. This guy's on fire. Yes.
Oh my God.
He's a job.
I have him as a professor. I'm supposed to, learn from him.
What's his name?
I'm not going to say.
Oh,
why? He's a professor. He's got his...
Mostly because I don't remember it.
Okay.
But, so does him being like an unethical person in that, that's a bad thing to do, to market cigarettes as healthy knowing that they are going to kill you. That's a bad thing. It's just a
bad thing across the board.
Bad thing across the board. Knowing that.
Okay.
I'm selling you something. I'm telling you it's healthy. Meanwhile, I know it's going to kill you. That's a good thing.
I sell Yelp ads all the time and people buy that.
I have a great answer.
Is it okay for me to learn from this person as saying that he's, because it worked. He convinced people for 20 years that cigarettes were still healthy.
Right.
And then the reports came out that they were unhealthy. Is it to say that he's a brilliant marketer and I have a lot to learn from him, or this guy's shady and I shouldn't learn from him?
The marketer. I would stand by the first one. I'll tell you why. So is it morally wrong what he's doing? Of course it's wrong. I'll give you a great example.
Morally for you.
Morally for, what are you talking about? If something
moral are subjective anyway.
Yeah.
You can live in a society where killing is okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Killing is okay,
fine, great. All right. So basically what I'm trying to go with this is that they just made a second Supersize Me. Basically it's Morgan Spurlock. He opens a chicken fast food restaurant. It was actually a pretty good documentary.
Chicken heavy podcast.
Yes. a lot of chicken. But, what was interesting about it is that they were describing the phrases that fast food companies would use to describe their food. So one of them was free range chicken. They showed on the documentary, they show you what free range means. All it is, it's 2 feet outside of like the barn where the chickens are kept, where they are technically outside. That's free range.
They have a gigantic pen.
Yes, which is indoors, very like tight.
Party.
But the fast food companies are doing this right now. Like, you know how cigarettes, is saying, like, oh, they're healthy, but we know that the effects of them, most people know the effects now. Like, with fast food, all these places use these fancy words and put salads up on the walls. Like, they kind of make
people know that fast food is unhealthy.
No, but people, like, the really stupid people are starting to get convinced that it's healthier than it was before. It is exactly the same crap that you got 20, 30 years ago as it is now.
I don't know. There are some really tricky people. Somebody who I spoke to last week, they were talking to me about eggs and how on the back of a famous, I don't know any egg distributor, but there's one that branded themselves Organics instead of Organic.
Mm-hmm.
And they just took the term Organics to make it look like it was organic.
Right.
But they treat the birds and the eggs like crap. And that blew my mind.
Organic,
like,
means nothing, by the way.
No, no. It means, and so people already think organic, quote unquote, is a relatively better option to go with. And so they just added an S to the end, Organics, to make it seem like it was in that same allure.
Interesting.
Yeah. It blew my mind.
That's a whole brand.
So people are doing that right now. What I'm saying is, going back to your professor, yeah, definitely learn from the dude. Are you kidding me? This guy knows the key to get anyone to do whatever they want.
Hmm.
You tell me a cigarette's healthy? This guy could sell you on that? Then he could sell you on anything.
Well, there's the other version, right? Like, he's immoral, unethical, whatever. Like, who else would you want to be learning from?
I don't know. Your options are, I guess, someone who is just as good but ethical, which is like...
ideal, of course.
Ideal, that's like a perfect world. Or I guess someone who's not as good but ethical.
So like, in like layman's, like Jordan Belfort teaching you how to sell?
Mm-hmm.
Or, 2 minutes? Great. So Jordan Belfort or a regular schmojo on Wall Street who can
right.
just tell you, like, who would you rather learn from?
Belfort.
Yeah, Belfort, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I understand, like, he may be, like, unappealing.
Right.
But, like, you kind of want to learn from the best.
Of course.
Right.
I'd love to learn how to hit a baseball from Barry Bonds. That is on my list. I would definitely love to learn that.
Tying it into the sports podcast.
Right back in the sports. Welcome back.
All right, let's do a little shout-out action.
Okay. A little early for shout-outs.
Well, you said 2 minutes, and you cut that short.
So. No, I was just saying.
Okay.
I cut it short.
I mean, we also have t-shirts.
What do you mean? We don't have t-shirts.
Jake, do we have t-shirts left?
Tell us about the t-shirts. Tell us more about the t-shirts. We have time.
That's also going to be my shout-out. But
very nice. So let me hear it.
My shout-out is to Peter May because it only took, what, 4 months for us to deliver it? I feel terrible. But he's getting his shirt. He's getting his shirt very soon.
Right.
And we still have more available on the website. And we're going to be adding a new section to the website.
Yes. Very exciting.
Suggested to us by one of our loyal listeners, Ayla.
Shout out to Ayla.
It's a question and answer section where there will be a form up on the website and on the Instagram that Jordan's going to run somehow with the story, I think.
I will figure it out, yes.
And you can submit questions to us and we'll answer them.
So you're saying we're going to have a little interactive component.
Oh, yeah.
We're interacting with our listeners online using the internet.
Both domestic and abroad. We got listeners in Russia.
Or two.
Okay.
We do. You know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Russia.
Shout out Russia. USSR. Let's go.
You got anybody?
Shout out to my mother. I ate at home tonight. She made barbecue chicken, shack alert,
barbecue chicken
with pineapple, grilled pineapple. It was actually really good. And I don't eat pineapple that often. So
nice.
Shout out, Mom.
I'm going to do my girl, Kathy Ludwig, real estate agent in Marlboro, Tennessee. Thanks for signing up for that $15 day package. I can't believe you did. That's all I got to say.
I like that one. Jake? Oh, you said
okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Where is Marlboro, Tennessee?
It's right on the border of Tennessee and Kentucky.
Because I know Johnson City, Tennessee.
I don't know.
I know Johnson City, New York, which is in Binghamton.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to Binghamton this weekend. Fun fact.
Woo! Talk about it next podcast.
Next pod.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.